Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. Today is February 14th, 2019, Valentine's Day, and we're into a third part of the three-part Valentine's Day special. Have you been following Joyful Manifestation? Have you been joyfully manifesting? Do you feel that you're in happier energies and the universe is supporting you in everything that you do? Every thought you put out does go and bring back consequences. Every thought that you put out will have an effect. It's something like the Newton's third law, where every action has an equal and opposite reaction. If you take Newton's third law and you apply it to joyful manifestation, you will find that every thought you put out has an equal and opposite reaction. There's a mirror effect going on. You will find that your highs and lows are being mirrored back to you. If there is anybody who has control over his or her thought, it's you. I can help you. I can guide you. My book is there for you. This radio show is there for you. BBS Radio is there for you. I'm there for you. The founders of the show are there for you. We at Joyful Manifestation are there for you because we want you to manifest joyfully and become master manifestors. Everywhere you go, you should know how to manifest masterfully. Become a master manifester. Become a joyful manifester. That's what joyful manifestation is about. To help you go places and manifest what you want and not get trapped in sad stories, sad love stories, and sad money stories, sad stories. Oh, no. We want you to have happy stories, and we want you to manifest happiness and happy stories and not think that what's going on is your lot in life. That's why Joyful Manifestation was created. I had this idea. I wanted to start a radio show, and then I had to get into the right energy. Got into the right energy. It happened almost overnight. Of course, the book was already out by then, but I did want to have my own radio show. And it's here. Joyful Manifestation is here. Becoming a master manifester, becoming a joyful manifester. People are always manifesting. Everybody is manifesting. Everyone is doing something to make something happen. But the question is, what is it that they're making happen? You can find out by looking at where somebody is in life. The consequences of all that they've been manifesting, all their manifestation effort, can be seen as results and outcomes. Manifestation is not just like an pie-in-the-sky kind of a thingy. It is very real. And you will know what someone has been manifesting just by looking at where they are in life. If they're living in this situation, in this condition, in this place, this meaning any place, then that's what they've been manifesting, and hence they're there. It's not fate. A fatalistic attitude brings a feeling of giving up even before a person starts. Oh, this happened to me. It's my fate. It was written on my forehead. it was meant to be, and I did some, let's see, I did this bad karma, and that's why I am reaping the results of what seeds I have sown. It's not that you did something bad, and because you're a bad person, that you're in a particular situation. It's because, and please excuse me, please forgive me, I'm going to say it. It's because fictitious Jane has not been smart. That's it. Someone has not been smart. Fictitious Jane was not smart. It's not because she's a good girl or she's a bad girl. She's just not being smart. Let's say fictitious Jane is a very good girl and she wouldn't hurt a fly. She gets involved with this bad boy. Next thing you know, he's left her for someone else, or he's left her because he's doing XYZ. The question is, why is she in that situation? And why did she just get jilted and rejected? Then the traditional explanation of being good would fail, because good deeds are supposed to get back good results. Yes, good deeds do get back good results. But then it's because fictitious Jane has not been smart. That's it. If fictitious Jane uses the soulmate manifestation process, she can turn the bad boy into someone that she wants. He might love her. No matter what reputation he has, he could love her because he finds her adorable. Using the soulmate manifestation process can help fictitious Jane get even the bad boy. You can get whoever you want to if you use the soulmate manifestation process. And you can get whatever you want to if you use the money manifestation process. You can make a lot of money. Today is Valentine's Day. Today you could think of whoever it is that you want in your heart, in your mind, and wish for that person to be in your life. Today we are talking of hope and manifestation. Having hope is great, because that's when you don't give up. As long as there is even a faint tinge of hope, you will not give up. You will continue to try to manifest what you want. It's when the opposite of hope happens that people stop and they give up. Hope and manifestation is essential. However, just hoping and not actually manifesting is not enough, because you have to decide to manifest, and that's it. Just manifest it. You've kept the hope alive, which is great. But now, let's decide to manifest already. Let's just make it happen. Just doesn't have to be a hope. Hope is good. Having hope is essential. Positive expectations is even better. Because you're now more excited about it and you feel like you're going to get it. Then, just decide to get it. And make a decision. You know what? I've got to get it. It's done. In a good way, it's done. It's done. It's cooked. I'm going to get it. I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to have it. And that's positive manifestation. Not just hoping. So hope is great. Hope is essential. But coming out of hope into, it's done. I'm going to have it. I know it. It's going to happen. I'm sure of it. No one's going to take it away from me. It's mine. If you take children, one of the first words that a child learns is, mine. It's mine. That's what children learn. Mine. But they know how to manifest. It's theirs. The toy is theirs. It's my toy. It's mine. And then adults, we go in and say, you got to share. You know, you need to learn how to share. It's mine. Nobody's try to share. It's always good to share. I mean, you have a brother. You need to share. It's good to share, you know. It's mine. Okay, it's fine. It's yours. They know what's theirs and they want it. And that's it. It's theirs. They're not hoping. Oh God, please. I hope one day I'm going to have this toy. They don't talk like that. Dear God, help me. I hope one fine day. One fine day. I hope this toy will be mine. I hope one day I will have enough money to buy this toy and that it would be there waiting for me still. Oh, I hope one day my brother shares his toy with me. Oh, I hope one day my parents get me this toy. Mm-mm. No, it's mine. I want it. And that's how they point. That's mine. I want the toy. And it's theirs. They know how to manifest. And they know when they want something. And they get it. And they're not busy praying to God. Okay, I'm not against prayers. I love prayers. Don't get me wrong. But they are not praying to God and saying, dear God, please give me this toy. That's just taught to these kids. A real kid, knows what he wants and knows how to get it. And he knows it's his. That's what a real kid does. Manifesting joyfully, knowing that what you want is yours. And having that faith and confidence. When I say faith, I'm talking of confidence faith. I'm talking of faith as a knowing. Real faith means knowing that what you want is yours, and that's called confidence. I personally believe in confidence. That's my take on things. Having confidence that what you want is yours. It's going to be yours, and it's yours. We're stepping into money manifestation now. Work and career. Listen to some music and we'll be back soon. Hold on tight. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Sugandhi Ayur for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. How is your money vibration? Are you attracting a lot of money? Have you put yourself into a ceiling where you attract only so much money and not more? Money manifestation includes attracting as much money as you want to, more than you can even imagine. Putting yourself into a ceiling and not allowing yourself to attract more money than a particular amount. It can be a range that you might have put yourself into. For example, some people might make between $7,000 and $10,000 a month, and they kind of go within that. A little bit here, a little bit there. Add a little bit, minus a little bit, but it's still in that range. Money manifestation includes breaking free of all boundaries and ceilings placed and making so much money that it gets hard to count it. Spending money, having the freedom to spend money, enjoying what you buy, enjoying the process of buying, all of this is part of money manifestation. Hoping that you would be able to make more money. It's great to have that hope, but actually doing it, actually manifesting it, it's even better. Money manifestation includes hope too, because unless you have hope, you're not going to be doing very, very well. However, actually manifesting it is even better. When the goddess of wealth surrounds you, her presence brings money. If she is not present in your life, the goddess of wealth, there is lack and there can be poverty. Let's take fictitious Jane. The man she loves enjoys rich homes and rich cars. She does not like it. She's a very simple person. She had a problem bringing the man into her life and even living with him. Everything that he did, she thought was ostentatious. It was too much. And she never could understand why he had thoughts like that, why he wanted this and why he wanted that, and why this has to be this way and why that had to be that way. She just couldn't get it. She couldn't understand the man that she liked, that she was with. Ultimately, it did result in the breakdown of the relationship because she had very strong viewpoint. This is what happens when the wrong people come together and they are not able to have the same dreams and the same desires. One person wants this and the other person wants that. Having the presence of the goddess of wealth in your life enables you to connect to source. The source that provides good and the source that provides abundance. When we are connected to abundance, a lot of good things can happen in our lives. Sometimes being with the wrong person can bring in lack. And being with the right person brings in abundance. People who are lucky in money, whatever happens to them, they still end up in money. Money follows them, money pours over them. They can't get rid of money even if they want to. It just comes behind them. Take me, I'm money. And having the luck, the good luck, to have money in your life or to have someone who represents money in your life, it's really lucky. If you look at the careers of a lot of actors and actresses right now in the US. Their careers are, maybe I could use the word halted, and not really going anywhere. Quite a few of them, actually, if you think about it. They have reached a place where they're just in a stuck position. Being a manifestation coach, a joyful manifester, I knew what it would take to get each one of them back into very, very successful careers. Using the joyful manifestation process helps people get to where they want to go. If you look at Las Vegas itself, a lot of people use their bodies to make money, but maybe they did not look into using different aspects of themselves. Let's say there's this dancer, and this person has been dancing for some time, trying to make a living out of it. Dancing can get used so far. What if he has a good voice? What if she has a good voice? And what if he or she could use his voice or her voice in a way that would help him or her rise up in career? Looking at what qualities you have and what it is that you can offer to the world really helps. There are so many hidden talents. I have clients who call me and they say they are so stuck in their careers and they want something else. Can I help them? They want to know if I can help them with their careers. They're stuck because they've reached the maximum potential of where they can go with what they have been doing for some time. Maybe they have an education in some, or maybe they've tried stripping. Maybe they've tried dancing. Maybe they've tried this. Maybe they've tried that, and they're kind of stuck. I work with them to discover what other talents they have and then help them create a career with that. Money needs a way to come in. It needs a path. So many strippers in Las Vegas are being told that they can become famous by stripping, but their faces are going public and people know who they are. And however famous they get, photographs are being maintained by people. Thinking of where you want to go with your career, who has your pictures, what kind of pictures they have, and even if you get out of a stripping profession and you become somebody, well, there are a lot of photographs that have been taken at different times, and they're with people who can use it when they no longer need you. Making a move towards where you really want to go is important, and not sitting thinking that, oh, I can do this for some more time. I can do this for some more time. Well, that's that many photographs being taken. Attracting money is easy. Having a good profession is easy. Discovering your talents, knowing what you can do with it or thinking about what you can do with it and branching off in different directions can help bring this money to you. Surrounding yourself with richness and abundance is important. There are signs of abundance everywhere, and it should be wherever you are. As I was saying in the previous section, hope is important, positive expectations is important, and knowing that you will manifest it is important. So hoping that something can happen for you someday, yes, but what about taking action right now and making that future start right now? Rather than waiting and waiting and waiting. Patience is important, but not taking action steps is not a good idea. When you look at your world, do you see abundance everywhere? Or is it an ordinary world? Nothing against the ordinary. Sometimes ordinary can be fantastic. But if you have a dream, then it's good to look at where you are and what you're doing and keep moving towards your dream. The glitter of gold, the glitter of diamonds, and the glitter of silver, and other precious metals can be part of your life also, and not just part of a select few. If you think of the few people who have made it in the world, they've done things and they've climbed ladders people could not even think of. and they've made it. And if they're sitting pretty right now on top of a vast mountain of money, it's because they put in the work, they've put in the time, and they've used their minds to get where they are right now. As I said, joyful manifestation can help everybody in their careers. It can help everybody create the kind of life that they want to. All you need is a vision and intention. And when you make an intention, the energies of the universe support you. Think of it this way. I think I've said it before, correct? You have an aeroplane and it's flying up into the clouds, and then it steadily rises up until it reaches 35,000 feet and above, where it's at cruising altitude. As this aeroplane starts its climb and it goes through the clouds, clouds are going to give it a little bit of a shakiness. It rises through the clouds and reaches an altitude where it starts to cruise smoothly in clear skies. That's where it encounters good weather, touch wood. And people can have what we call smooth sailing or cruising. But that's at a certain altitude. You can't remain in the clouds and expect smooth cruising. Translate this into real life, and you're with somebody or in an atmosphere that supports a certain type of living. Those are the clouds. If you continue to cruise through that, that's what you're going to see more of. That's what fictitious Jane is going to see more of. But for her to see a different reality, she needs to cruise at a different altitude and a different atmosphere. There are a lot of people who are leading simple, ordinary, normal lives, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're one of those people who has a dream, who is practical, sees the future, sees what's coming and what can come and what you need to do to make that future vastly better, not just tiny, tiny bit better, but vastly better, he or she, you, are going to be taking action right now. Fictitious Jane is going to be taking action right now. And it's not going to be waiting for that day when this thunder and lightning in the skies and God is writing in big prints in the sky. Go, son, go. Make a change in your life. You're not waiting for that day. You're taking action now because your whole future depends on you taking action right now, today. Money can be all around you, but it's your desire to see the evidence of money all around you that's going to make things happen. And trust me when I say money can take form and present itself in front of you, present itself to you. I grew up learning something called tanger painting. It's a form of painting in India where you take figures like gods and goddesses and you paint them. And I learned this many years ago. I learned how to do it. Now, the jewelry, because Indian gods and goddesses are adorned in fine silk and jewels, a lot of it actually. So when I painted these figures, I had to cover them with jewelry, adornments. When I painted the adornments, the jewelry that these gods and goddesses wore in great abundance, selective, tasteful, but rich. I had to make the jewelry with real gold paper. Why? Because these paintings last centuries and the gold doesn't fade. If I just use gold paint, it can change, correct? But I had to place real gold paper on the jeweled items, which we kind of raised it. It looked like there were raised surfaces where there were real jewelry and covered it with real gold paper, good quality. So there was an investment made into each painting. And each painting lasts many, many years. In fact, they have tanger paintings that are really old, and it's because the quality of gold paper used on this jewelry is good quality. It still lasts. And this is what I learned to do. So we don't make the jewelry with just gold paint. We put gold paper on it, real gold paper. And of course, it depends on what you buy, where you buy it, and how you do it. After that, you've got a masterpiece. It's beautiful. The colors, the gold, the textures, it's just fantastic. It's a visual treat for anybody who looks at it. Putting your money into things that are going to last, using your money and having the evidence of money around you will actually help. Money manifestation is easy if you get into the right energy, if you get into cruising altitude, which is what I do with my clients. I help them get where they want to go. We're stepping into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. Listening to some music, and we're coming back soon. I'm continuing this song, Take a Chance on Me, Mama Mia, because it was there in the first two parts of the show, and it's going to be there now. You'll hear some voices. That's because this clip is taken from the movie itself. It shows how when the people at the party where Marilyn Monroe and Pierce Brosnan are having an in-movie marriage, they're so happy and they're dancing and they're jumping, and there is a big stream of water let out by the earth celebrating with them. You know, whatever joy is in you gets mirrored back to you by the universe, by earth, by the forces around you, because everybody wants to dance and sing and celebrate with you. You're coming back soon. Hold on tight.
If you change your mind. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Sorry.
If you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be your friend. If you got no place to go. If you're feeling down, speech! I'm gonna make a speech, everybody. Get ready. If you're all alone, with a pretty voice I've long high, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best and you know if you put me to the test, if you let me try, take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. We can go dancing.
We can go walking.
Let's get together. Listen to some music.
Maybe just talking.
You get to know me better.
You know I've got so much that I want to do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic.
You want me to leave it there?
For freedom, a love affair.
But I think you know that I can't let go. You're all alone when the pretty birds have flown. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Gonna do my very best, but it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test,
could you let me try? Take a chance on me.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. Are you getting ready for your soulmate to be in your life full time, 24 hours, having your soulmate in your life permanently, all the time, being your romantic partner means a lot. There are so many things that you can do with him. Literally so many things. Parasailing, adventures, places that you can go, countries that you can visit, cruises that you can take. So many things that you can do with your soulmate. It's amazing. What is it that you want today? Today is Valentine's Day. And whether you got to spend time with your soulmate or not, today is a day that you could make a wish that can make all your dreams come true. If you like your soulmate and you enjoy listening to her voice, if you enjoy listening to his voice, if you enjoy looking at each other's faces, and if you enjoy thinking of her beautiful lips, pretty mouth, and her pretty eyes, her nice skin and her beautiful hair. If you enjoy all of that, and if you enjoy her intelligence and how smart she is, how absolutely clever and a perfect genius, you can bring her into your life to experience all the time. Why would you want to deny yourself the joy of having her with you all the time? The same goes for the woman. Why wouldn't you want the man that you love in your life all the time? Enjoying the presence of your soulmate is very important. Abundance-mindedness. Thinking that your soulmate is with you. I was talking about celebrities and how quite a few of their careers have stopped and halted. I was also, right now, I was thinking about relationships and the fact that they could be good at making money, but not so good at relationships, keeping their soulmates. And instead losing their soulmates to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that passes by. That's what happens to a lot of actresses and actors. They lose their soulmates to other people. It's because you're not following the joyful manifestation process, the soulmate manifestation process. And if they used it, they would have their soulmates with them and be able to enjoy full lives. A lot of people replace their soulmates with cats and dogs. I know it sounds funny, replacing your soulmate with a cat or a dog, but it happens. A lot of people are doing that. And you do get affection from cats and dogs and makes you happy. Replacing your soulmate with a pet is not the same thing. And you don't have to give up on your soulmate. Because he or she is there waiting for you to bring her or him into your life. What is it that you would like in your soulmate today? Would you like to visualize the qualities that you would like? And if you've already met him or her, visualize him or her being in your life right now. Skin to skin, literally touching each other in physical experience. Physical manifestation of your soulmate into your life and not watching as somebody else takes your soulmate away from you. Not watching as another woman enters his life. Or another man enters her life and takes her away from you before you've even had a chance to say, I love you. Taking the effort to make things happen. Taking action. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? But taking guided action is important. Having your soulmate in your life and not losing your soulmate to someone else is very important. You know it and I know it. Yet, why is it that a lot of people lose their soulmates to someone else? is because fictitious Jane is not placed in the right energy. She doesn't have the right ingredients in her aura. She doesn't have what it takes, or she hasn't used the steps for soulmate manifestation to win and to keep her soulmate in her life. She doesn't have the knowledge that the soulmate belongs to her and is not somebody else's. You don't have to replace your soulmate with something else. Example, cats and dogs. Your soulmate and you have a purpose to fulfill in life. Maybe you're meant to become rich together. Maybe you're meant to do this. Maybe you were meant to do that. Maybe you're meant to attain your dreams. But putting it on hold and constantly waiting for something to happen without starting the soulmate manifestation process now is just a lot of time wasted. This is not about patience, but it's about starting to bring together everything that you've always wanted in your life. Waking up with the man or the woman that you really love. Going to sleep, knowing that they're there for you, hearing his or her voice in your ear. Going to sleep with the thought of your soulmate in your mind. Waking up, knowing that he or she is there. Making breakfast together, doing a lot of fun things together. Getting rich, traveling the world. There is so much to do, correct? A lot to do. Every day could be a day that you spent with your soulmate. Instead of spending time thinking that your soulmate is with someone else or has somebody else in his or her life. But instead, you manifest your soulmate. You're not just hoping that one day your soulmate is going to be in your life. You've got the negative place where it's negative, so you don't think your soulmate is going to be with you. A better place to be is hoping that your soulmate is there with you or will be there with you one day. Hope is necessary. But actually manifesting your soulmate into your present moment, wow, that's fantastic. The power of manifestation lies with you. The power of manifestation lies with you. And when you think of her hair or his skin and her skin, his lips, her lips, her eyes, his body, her body. Amazing when you think of all of this coming together and making a whole unit. It's completely amazing to think that you could be doing fantastic things together. I was watching this movie and this man was in love with this girl / woman for a long time. He was waiting for the day that she would recognize that he loved her. The day did not come, however. He decided, okay, she's not making a move. Let me go and ask her if she likes me. He made his way to her one day, brought up a lot of courage inside him, and asked her if there was a possibility that she could like him. She had a list of things that she wanted in a man, one of which was education. So she said, I've wanted a man who is educated for a very long time, and I'm not willing to let go of this requirement. For me, education is very important. So she says, no, I'm sorry. I can't be with you because you are not educated enough for me. Of course, this is blunt. The man felt bad. He thought love was what is important. That's what he told her. He said, I have a heart full of love for you. Isn't that enough? And she said, it could be enough, yes. However, it's been my dream forever to have a husband who is educated, and I really, really want that. I'm sorry. She rejects him. He goes away. thinks to himself, he says, how do I get educated right now? And this is what you want. He decides to join a school and continue with his education. And he does that. He finishes it faster than he would have normally because he wants to win her quickly. He puts all his effort, all his attention into educating himself and comes out one day the way she wanted him to be, an educated man. He goes back to her and he says, well, I've done this now. This is my degree. She was very impressed with him. She accepts him. Now, this brings rise to conditional love and unconditional love. Think about it. From the man's point of view, he's in love with his soulmate, but she does not fall in love with him or she does not accept him until he educates himself. That is conditional love. It is not unconditional love. And everybody really wants unconditional love. The man could have thought, oh, well, she doesn't accept me for who I am, and she wants me to be educated before she can even consider me as a partner. He would call it conditional love and not unconditional love. However, if you think about it, he did get an education out of this. He did improve himself in life. He worked hard to get out of his circumstances of being an uneducated man. And he got himself a college degree. It took time, of course, and effort. And during the period of time, she did not accept him. She hardly paid attention to him. Should this man accept this woman or not? Or should he walk away? It is true. It is not unconditional love. It is pretty conditional. However, sometimes a soulmate can help you become who you were always supposed to be. A person who can recognize this and doesn't allow himself to be stuck in whatever he is in or whoever he is or whatever role he's playing, but enables the soulmate to lift him out. And in this case, get an education. That's that much power to him. It's a case of perspective, and each person can look at it in any which way that they want to. I am not really trying to say she was right, he was right, etc. But it's a small example of how you can perceive your soulmate relationship and what you can do with it. He did accept him as an educated man, and they're together. However, it all depends on how a person views his or her soulmate relationship. Another example is of this woman who loved a man, but she couldn't be with the man because she was stuck in an abusive situation. Her consciousness dictated that she continue to try in that abusive situation and somehow make it better. She tried and she tried and she tried. It never got better because the person was an abuser, and she found herself stuck in the situation while not accepting the helping hand of her true soulmate. Sometimes when you're dealing with a person like this, is stuck in a situation and doesn't recognize that he or she is stuck in an abusive situation, whether it's emotional or physical. In this case, it was physical. Then when you're dealing with a person like this, it's best to know that it's your consciousness and your higher level of consciousness actually that can lift this person out of this situation, his or her situation, and come up to your level of consciousness, which could be at a much higher level. you might be vibrating at a higher level. Being stuck in a situation because of somebody else who is not your true soulmate and who is not working towards improving your life in any way and continues to make use of you just to keep themselves happy or just to keep their lives running, not a good place to be. But to recognize who your true soulmate is and to move forward towards the life that your soulmate offers is very, very important. Valentine's Day, it's about one soulmate calling to the other soulmate and saying, hey, look, I'm here and I'm waiting for you. Are you going to be with me? Valentine's Day is more than just a love relationship. A love relationship is everything, but soulmates actually help each other become better in life and to attain their dreams and higher states of living, higher states of consciousness. I'm not talking of meditation or I'm not talking of that. I'm talking of better life, a much better life. And your true soulmate will help take you there. We're at the end of the show now. We'll be coming back in a couple of weeks, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Meanwhile, celebrate Valentine's Day. This is Sugandhi Iyer wishing you a very, very happy Valentine's Day. And remember, your soulmate is yours and nobody can take him or her away. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.
Before we met, now every man that I see is a potential.
truth.